trodden in the winepress, nor discover the sweet perfume of cinnamon if it were not pressed and beaten, nor feel the warmth of fire if the coals were not utterly consumed. The wisdom and power of the great workman, capital W for workman, are discovered by the trials through which his vessels of mercy are permitted to pass. Present afflictions tend also to heighten future joys. We're going to have greater joy after going through all of this. Glory be, hallelujah, whoa, I can hardly wait. Yes. There must be shades in the picture to bring out the beauty of the lights. Oh, yes. Could we be so supremely blessed in heaven if we had not known the curse of sin and the sorrow of earth? Will not peace be sweeter after conflict and rest more welcome after toil? Will not the recollection of past sufferings enhance the bliss of the glorified? There are many other comfortable answers to the question with which we opened our brief meditation. Let us muse upon it all day long. All right. We know the verse Isaiah 40, 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. All right, now when the eagle sees a storm cloud coming and it's going to be real windy, he turns tail on and his feathers get all ruffled up and he just flops around and he ends up down in the... Oh, no, 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 no. The eagle delights in facing the storm and flying up because his wings are trimmed and designed exactly to go through the storm. Okay? Now listen to this. In the midst of disillusioning and uncertain times, all men need to make adjustments. The main adjustment is in how they are processing what's happening to them personally and discovering what the larger context is so that they can meaningfully live in the midst of their challenges. God's man is trimmed out, adjusted, and realigned to fly into the serious wind. If he isn't, he's going to lose altitude, fall out of the sky, and succumb to the gravities of life on earth. God says to his people, you can choose to soar in the midst. Remember who I am. Dial me in. Listen to me. Wait upon my word to you. Receive my word to you. Let me trim you out so that you can fly high in these conditions. Make the adjustments I tell you to make. I will establish, strengthen, and steady you so that you can rise above even against the most severe winds. So fly directly into the storm of life. This is an invitation to experience a different dimension of the spiritual life that is rare and thrilling. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, it may not be what you expected, but it just might be what God intended from the moment he created you. This is from Everyman Ministries by Kenny Luck. Now, in conclusion, let's go again to Romans 8. And, it's past time to close. Okay? But hang on. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, it hurts, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Read it from your heart with me. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a wonderful promise to claim. Oh, yes, don't let anything ever, ever